Bear Down Bears fans, another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast coming your way. Pat the Designer back at it again, and training camp is back, ladies and gentlemen. I was up there today. We got to hear from Ryan Poles, got to hear from Matt Eberflus, hearing them talking about their expectations on what they want to see this season be. We also got to hear from two players on the offense, two players on the defense, Rome Odunze, Caleb Williams, Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards were up there as well. Man, listen, a lot to take away. And of course, the leaders of that offense, right? Cole Kmet and DJ Moore were up there as well. But a lot to take away from the day, and it really gets you excited for tomorrow. Make sure you guys hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do, and let me know some questions that you want to hear asked up at training camp. I'll try and take some of the best ones, and if I can get a question in, I will try to. And that's really the start of this. Man, let me tell you guys this, and I posted a video on my Twitter or X, whatever it is now. Dog, the amount of people who are up at Halas right now is ridiculous. Hard Rock is, Hard Knocks is in the building heavily. And I mean, listen, like when you're just trying to find a spot, I'll tell you what, I'll get there earlier tomorrow because trying to find a spot was rough in there. I was literally sitting there, like standing the entire press conferences. So knowing that it's packed, knowing, you know, everything that's going on up there, there's a lot of excitement around this Chicago Bears team. And I think that that is the biggest thing that I'm looking forward to, man. Like, there's the buzz around this team, the fact that they're not hiding from the expectations, the fact that they're not running from what people are saying about them. Cole Kmet talked up there today, and he basically was like, listen, I'm glad that you guys' expectation caught up to where we've been the entire time, because I always am looking to go out there and make the playoffs and win the Super Bowl. We're not running from these playoff expectations. I'm glad that you guys finally got the expectation, your expectations to where mine have been the entire time. And the message that I got listening to everybody up there today is that the pressure is just that. It's pressure. But we're not running from it. We're not running away from it. We want the pressure because that means that we have a team good enough that can go out there and handle the pressure. When you heard from Ryan Poles today, and he's sitting there talking about kind of how he's building the team throughout the offseason and some of the conversations he's had, and how, you know, I think the big news from the Ryan Poles portion of the press conference is the conversation around Yannick Ngakoue. We heard that the Chicago Bears trainers have been a part of his recovery the entire time. Now, they haven't gotten their hands on him specifically, but they've been in constant contact. Does that speak to Ryan Poles possibly trying to keep an eye on Yannick Ngakoue? And could he be somebody who ends up coming back into the fold here in Chicago? He talked about how Yannick's production upticked when he was on the field last season when they acquired Montez Sweat. So, I mean, like, a couple of nuggets there. Of course, he's not going to go out there and say, you know, when we feel Yannick is healthy, we're going to go out there and sign him right away. But the fact that you get Ryan Poles, you know, telling you that, listen, we've been in contact with Yannick. We've stayed kind of a part of his recovery process. We've had our trainers a part of his recovery process. He's worked with them throughout this entire process, right? That, to me, tells me that there may be a little bit more favor, maybe some writing on the wall, that we could see Yannick Ngakoue possibly be back in this Bears building. Thought that was a really good nugget that we got from Ryan Poles today. And, you know, just talking about the team building and his focus on it and all of the things that he went through this offseason to turn this team into the contender that he hopes that it's going to be. That part right there, right, like putting words out there like top five, contender, playoff contender, right? Like, man, those are the things that to me is different, right? This is a confidence with this Chicago Bears team that we haven't seen since Ryan Poles has been there. How's every season started off, right? Oh, you know, we're going to see where things land. We have playoff expectations. We always have that. But, you know, we're also going to see how the season pans out. I would hope that it's better, but they've kind of tiptoed around how competitive their expectation of this team being is, because you haven't had a team that could be competitive, right? You had a team of players that you were trying to lose as many games as possible. Second year, right? You hope that things got better, but you still didn't have a full complement of guys. You had DJ Moore. You had Justin Fields. There was your offense right there, right? Now you're talking about having, okay, we've got a wealth of riches here on the offensive side. We've got a defense that looks to be, as they keep saying again, top five, right? That looks like it's going to go out there and be one of the best defenses in the NFL. No, we've got high expectations. We're talking about trying to make the playoffs. We're talking about trying, like, you just weren't hearing that kind of conversation in years past. And so hearing that, to me, I think that that is a very, very big thing for this team. I think that that confidence, you hope that they're able to play it out. And I think the other thing that was really big from the Matt Eberflus, Ryan Poles portion of it was hearing Matt Eberflus kind of, you know, acknowledge that he's going to do things differently in training camp this year. He's going to handle the preseason differently this year. I love that. I need that. I need that because you guys have heard me on this podcast probably 100 times now say the person I'm focusing most on is Flus and how he runs this camp. Are you going to put out a camp that actually helps these guys get better? Last season, to be fair, it just wasn't good. It just wasn't good. It was a team that you were sitting there the entire offseason going, are they ready for Green Bay? They're talking like they're ready for Green Bay. There's plenty of talk here, right? And listen, it's still talk until we see Matt Eberflus actually go out there and do it. But my hope is that you can take that talk and actually turn it into action this year. That was the problem with the Bears last year. There was a ton of talk around this team, right? There was a ton of, this is the year. We're going to do it. Now's the time that we're going to make that next step. Now's the time that we're going to make that leap. Talk, 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 talk all season. But you never saw it play out on the field. There's a lot of talk right now. Can you actually go out there and implement that through training camp? Run it the Andy Reid style. Now, I understand it, right? Andy Reid's in a whole different category, but he still puts his guys through the ringer during training camp. He's known to have one of the most difficult training camps in the NFL right now. He still puts guys through the ringer, so much so that when he's like, well, we don't have to go out there and play guys in the third preseason game, it's usually because they've already gotten their work in. The job doesn't get done in the preseason. The job gets done on the practice field. You have to set that standard now. And if you don't, right, like I talked about this on The Breeze yesterday when we did our training camp preview. If you don't set your championship standards now, you have no chance to win a championship. If you're not sitting there already in the room and going, hey, listen, and we kind of heard that a little bit in the 1920 football drive, but if you're not sitting in the room and going, hey, listen, guys, we got to be on our P's and Q's. This has to hit here. This has to happen. This has to work. You can't not do any of this. You have to do these things now. If you don't set that standard now, you're not going to be able to set that culture middle of the season. So I want to see Matt Eberflus take that talk and turn it into action. I'd like the fact that I'm hearing that the training camps are going to be different, that the preseason games are going to be handled differently. Now show me that. Now go out there and show me that that's what you're going to do. I thought it was very interesting as well. Well, one of the tidbits that I took away from the DJ Moore, Cole Kmet one, Herb Howard asked a great question. Friend of the show, Herb Howard asked a great question, basically saying, you know, how are you guys going to handle the preseason reps? You know what I mean? Like, do you want to play more reps with Caleb? Do you want to play less? You know, vets really don't want to play a ton in the preseason. I love Cole. Cole instantly starts asking. He's like, you think we got a choice on this? Or he instantly starts laughing. He's like, you think we got a choice? You know what I mean? Like, they pay us. They say jump, we say how high. So the fact that you kind of get them joking around, you know, and Cole Kmet basically just goes, listen, we're trying to get as much work in with them as possible. We want this offense to be clicking by day one, so we're trying to get as much work in as we can. So, yeah, if they say we got to do more reps, we got to do more reps. I love DJ Moore, though, at the end of it. Go back and watch the press conference. You see DJ Moore kind of like with the sly smile, like, bro, I'm not playing more reps in preseason, bro. Like, y'all not finna have me out there playing a ton of reps in preseason. But no, it's just the vibe around this team, how they talked about Caleb. It was hilarious as well during that. But putting them two together, bro, Cole and DJ is like the ultimate buddy cop movie. Like, Cole and DJ is just this phenomenal dynamic where, like, Cole is like, he's laughing and giggling and you know, but he can be serious too. And DJ's just like, it's like sneaky. It's like every, it's always just like, ah, you know, I mean, what? Hey, you never know, man. Yeah, you know I mean, he's the dude that's like, he don't say much, but he's the first one in the buddy cop movie to like pull the gun out and blow the bad guys away. And you just sitting there like, dog, what the heck was that? Like, you know what I mean? But the other thing that was interesting, I guess, was the takeaway that they had a throwing session that neither Cole nor DJ went to. Cole instantly goes, yep, we're terrible teammates. Yeah, I mean, like, but they have that dynamic. There's a bond with this team, and you can see it through Cole and DJ's relationship. And they're slowly building that bond up with Caleb Williams. I wouldn't take anything crazy from that, right? I know there's going to be these think pieces on, oh my God, they didn't want to go out there with Cole with Caleb Williams and get a part of the throwing session out in LA. Guys have lives, guys. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to schedule it in. You got to fit it in. There's going to be no issues. You know what I mean? We saw throwing sessions that Caleb and DJ Moore had before the draft even happened, right? We saw throwing sessions that Caleb and Cole Kmet had, and they're going to be throwing to each other a ton in training camp. I'm not worried about the offseason throwing sessions, and I'm not even going that deep in depth into it. So when those think pieces come out, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of roll your eyes and let that one ride. You know what I'm saying? But again, there's a dynamic with this team. There's an expectation with this team. There is a camaraderie that this team has, and this is something you get when you get guys who are coming back. A lot of guys in this wide receiver room coming back. Yes, there's some additions. Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen being two major additions to this wide receiver room. But, you know, outside of that, you've got a lot of guys who were on this team last year, on this team this year, and you can feel that dynamic when you see how these two when you see how this team interacts with each other, especially with Cole and DJ. One of the other takeaways that I had when we got the chance to talk to Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, the fact that Caleb is just so poised already. He's looking for the pressure. Contract questions were coming up, and he basically was just like, listen, I let them handle that. I learned a lot. We got a lot of that stuff done. I'm neither confirming nor denying one way or another that, you know, the things that are being reported about my contract are true. I'm neither confirming nor denying that, you know, I asked about the fifth year option not being a part of that. But he knows that that invites all of that pressure. He knows that those things being reported, that brings the cameras. That's why you've got Hard Knocks in the building. That's why you see so many media members up there for the start of training camp. He knows that the spotlight is solely on him. I'll tell you what, if he didn't know, Rome Odunze knows it today as well, because Rome basically came out there and he's sitting there. And my question was for Rome. I got a chance to get a question in. My question was for Rome today. But he was like, bro, like, can I get a question? Y'all got anything for me, or is it all Caleb questions? Like, I don't need to be here if it's all Caleb questions. You know what I'm saying? When somebody finally asked him a question, he's like, this is my question, bro. Don't answer nothing. You stay over there. But no, like, just seeing how this team, again, they're not running from the pressure. They're excited by, you know, you hear Caleb Williams talk about how he's excited to get in there and start learning, how he's ready to start figuring some of the things out, how he's really ready to get in there with his receivers and figure out how to take that next step. I mean, like, those are things that you like to see in a rookie quarterback, and there's a confidence in the room with Caleb Williams, and it doesn't feel like this is his first time doing this. It doesn't feel like he hasn't been here before. It feels like he knows his star, and he wants to bring his star to Chicago. That's what Chicago needs. You got to make the plays on the field. You got to make the plays in the practice field. You got to make the plays in preseason. You got to make the plays in the regular season and make enough plays to get this team to a playoff. But that's what Chicago needs. You need a guy who understands his star. You need a guy that can go out there and really focus on or not be distracted by all of the lights that are around him. We haven't had that in this city. We've never had that in this city. And the fact that we also heard from Matt Eberflus about Caleb, that the Bears do want to play Caleb more than what we've seen in previous preseasons. Go out there, get the reps, get the shine. Those are important things for this young quarterback as you start to build some things out. And for Rome Odunze, I think it was very telling to me when they have both of them up there. Of course, they're the new rookies, right? They're the two first-round picks. But having them both up there together, that to me, it kind of was like the package deals that we got today. You got Ryan Poles, you got Matt Eberflus. You got Caleb Williams, you got Rome Odunze. You got TJ Edwards, you got Tremaine Edmonds. You got DJ Moore, you got Cole Kmet. They're sending you out. They're showing you the packages, right, that are going to be featured throughout the season, and like getting to see how much Rome and Caleb are going to be together, everything that they are hopefully going to accomplish together. That's the part that I'm most intrigued by, especially in this rookie season. I believe that Rome Odunze is going to set himself apart. And that was the question I asked, you know, how are you going to set yourself apart in this offense that has two really talented wide receivers? And his response to that was basically, you know, I got to do all of the other stuff. I got to be in all the spots where Keenan and DJ aren't. I'm the guy that's got to be blocking. I'm the guy that's got to be in the trenches. I'm the guy that's got to, you know, if they need me going a deep route on a go route, hey, listen, I'm on a go route. If they need to go on, you know, intermediate route, yeah, underneath, whatever it is, I need to be that guy. And I think that's so, it shows an awareness in the young guy, and it shows an awareness that, listen, I'm not going to be getting 15 targets a game right off of the bat, but what I might be able to do is get 5 to 10 just by being in the right spot, just by being the other guy out there. The fact that he sees that already, I think that he's going to have a better rookie season than probably most. I think that he may be the one who ends up being the number two in this offense by the time this is all done. Eventually, I think Rome has the talent to become the number one as well. But I think that you're looking at a guy who just knows, okay, I'm not getting the ball as much as DJ and Keenan are, but if I can get 5 to 10, what can I do with that? If I can get, you know what I mean, when I'm getting my opportunities, I need to do everything that I can to get my opportunities. And when I get them, what can I do with that opportunity? That to me is going to be an exciting dynamic to see, because it's like, it's almost like a hungry dog. Like, I think that that's a perfect analogy for Rome. You're not getting as much food as the other dogs are. But when you get your food, you make the most of it. When you get your food, you're going to do more to go get your food. When you're looking for food, you're going to do more, I should say, to get your food. Because you've got that hunger, you've got that fire, you've got that need to eat. And so I think we're going to see a very, very exciting season from Rome Odunze, rookie year. I think this Bears team as a whole is going to have a ton of excitement. I mean, like I said, there's so much excitement around it. I couldn't find a seat in there today. Like, it was packed, and it wasn't just Bears media. I mean, like, there was everybody and their mom in that room. There's a buzz around this season. There's an excitement around this season, and training camp is going to just be the tip of the iceberg. But the fact that we got football back in the building, I think it's a great thing. It's going to be really fun to see what these guys have, how far Caleb and Rome and all of these guys have come since we've seen the mini camp and, of course, OTAs, right? Like, how far have they actually turned this thing around? How far have they gotten in their preparation? Those are the things that I'm going to be looking forward to seeing tomorrow. I'll be back up at training camp tomorrow, getting a look on this team and getting an up-close and personal view of kind of where everybody is at. You guys, like I said, send me some questions in the comments below. Any questions that you want asked up at training camp, I'll try and get those in if I can get a question in. Or if it just gets answered, we'll bring it back to the podcast. And if somebody else asks it, you know what I mean? But hey, appreciate you guys for tuning in, showing love. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave that 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Hey, Chicago Bears podcast. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Peace.